Casey Johnson had one of the most conflicted characters in Danny Stevens in the series For All Mankind. The character had a drug problem, an obsession with Karen Baldwin, played very well by Chantal Van Satten, and not to mention living up to the legacy of his astronaut parents. This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. I spoke to Casey Johnson as he took on the role of Danny. Tell us about how you see him.
I mean, it's always hard to, like, self-analyze. But, I mean, I see him as, like, he's this good kid who's been through a lot. His parents have had some issues. And so when he was really young, he had to sort of grow and probably grow up too fast.
Yeah.
And so that's led to some interesting avenues of who he's become. And the pivotal moment in his life was Shane. And
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think Danny tries his best, and as we all do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's in Annapolis, not an easy place to get into. As far as what he's going through personally, he has two parents that have been in space and have really, you know, really succeeded in their careers, although his dad is going through a rough patch right now, but it looks like he's getting that together. Do you think he feels any pressure to live up to what they've done?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that there's an immense amount of pressure that comes along with having two superstar astronauts as parents. So there's definitely a need to stay on the straight and narrow path and do the right thing, but also going away to Annapolis for a year and being away from family is a new experience for him, definitely. So trying to figure out who he is and what makes him happy and those things are also definitely relevant to him. So, yeah.
There's more with Casey Johnson on Sci-Fi Talk in a moment. There was a nice scene where he goes back and, like, you know, he's a young guy, so he wants to hang out with his friends on his, you know, first night back home. And I love the speech he gives about the aircraft carrier. I don't know if you've been on a carrier, but it sounded like you were. You were really well acted.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've never been on a carrier. That would be amazing to see one. Things. I know they're massive.
Surprisingly, I have been. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, the Yorktown in Charleston, South Carolina is moored there permanently. It's a museum now, but it's really wild to be on one of those. You got to do it once.
Yeah, I got to, for sure.
Talk about working with mainly your dad these days, Michael Dorman, who is Gordo, of course, and I mean, he's been in the role a little while longer. So, what's it like to work with him?
Michael is an extremely nice human being and just one of those people that, like, when you're in a room, you, like, want to gravitate towards that human being. Like, they're just extremely nice to everybody and just have that charm and thing to it. And from day one, him and Sarah both were, like, super welcoming and just invited us in to be their family, and we're, like, very, very accepting, and we're just like, oh, we're a big old family now, day one, like, and that definitely helped with, you know, having to portray a family from not knowing people to being a very tight-knit unit. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a pleasant experience all around.
Now, what's it like to kind of live in this alternate universe? Really, it's an alternate world. Where the space program has gone totally different from what it actually has. I mean, I'm jealous that there's a moon base, and but what's it like to kind of play in that world and to you see, like, famous figures kind of blend in with the fictional characters too? That's really well done the way they did that.
Yeah, they've done an amazing job in my opinion. It's all just too much fun, honestly. I enjoy acting and being in your imagination and all the possibilities that we're capable of just imagining is so much fun to just go through in your head, and then to also see it and have a piece of work that also embraces that and showcases that. I think it's just so fun and so exciting, and also exciting for like real life and like what possible things that we can achieve.
There's more with Casey Johnson on Sci-Fi Talk, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Christopher Judge of Stargate SG-1, and you're listening to Sci-Fi Talk.
There was a lovely scene between Chantel Van Satten and as Karen Baldwin and your character at the bar, as Danny. I thought that was a really nice scene where you're both connecting over their late son. I thought that was a really, really nice scene. What was it mm-hmm. like to work with her, especially in such an intimate moment, but over grief mm-hmm. and not anything else?
Chantel as well was just a super nice human being and very, very open and just accepting. And yeah, so it was nice. We had built a friendship behind the scenes. So then that always helps going into scenes and being able to do them and hopefully giving the best performance that we possibly can.
Now, even though it's an alternate world, what's it like to, you're really in a period piece. You're really in a fraction of time that I remember quite well. So mm-hmm. I was a young man at the time. So what's that like to kind of play that? You know, there's no cell phones and no internet. And everything is very different than it is today.
Yeah, it's very strange. I know, even like thinking about it, I always have these conversations with friends and family of like what life would be like without phones and without internet. It's almost unimaginable to me, because like I grew up basically with all of that. I had the phone since I was like 10 years old, and
wow,
all my development years is like it all based around the phone and the internet. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice to imagine a time where that doesn't exist, and these things are only imagination. So
we don't know what the writers are going to write for you, but just in your own mind, do you think Danny has an eye on the space program?
I mean, it's hard to tell. I know that both his parents are both astronauts, and it would be cool to be able to follow in their footsteps, but that's something that's years away, and hopefully if it works out, then it does, and if not, it doesn't. So
there is much more with Casey Johnson talking for All Mankind in a moment.
It sounds like from what you said earlier as well, he's really trying to find out who he is before he makes a decision like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's a very crucial time in your life. Like, you're 19 years old. You're just done with your first year of college. You know, you really got to make a decision about what trajectory you want your life to go in. So,
what's interesting too is the Baldwin's daughter wants to get into Annapolis as well, and mm-hmm. that could be very interesting. It was really your speech that kind of pushed her to do it. Is there a possibility that the two might at the very least, strike up a friendship if she decides to go?
I mean, I know that Danny and Kelly are friends. I mean, they've grown up together. The families are very close. So I guess you never know. You never know what the future will hold.
As far as you, as an actor, what do you hope to do in your career? Do you have, like, certain things you want to accomplish?
I enjoy working, and I hope to be able to work and do projects that I'm excited about, and do projects that challenge me and make me learn more about myself and make me learn more about people that I might not understand or I might not have seen in the light that I would if I would be able to take on something and spend a copious amount of time studying them or studying the time. And I think the research aspect is very fun, and just being able to work and being able to continue on what I'm doing.
Do you have any aspirations, especially after being on set and seeing how everything flows, about stepping behind the camera or producing?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that would be a huge thing for me and a huge success. I like to write. I like to take photography and learning all that stuff. I think there's definitely some stepping stones that I still have to take to be able to get to be able to go in that direction. But yeah, definitely a goal of mine to be able to step behind the camera as well.
And you work with different directors. It's not always the same one. What's that like as an actor? Because they come at you in different directions sometimes.
It's exciting. It's challenging. I mean, you have so many people with different ideas and they shoot you with so many different ideas, and it only helps you grow as an actor, as who you are, as your character. And yeah, it's definitely fun because there's just so many different perspectives and ideas on what is best, or what they think is best, or what we think is best.
But in a series, you kind of have the advantage because you know this character. Especially, the more episodes you do, you get to know him more and more. And the director might come in and just do one episode. So you're kind of like the caretaker. So if you see something that's not right, although you're following a script, you can, you can say, hey, wait a minute, that kind of thing. So that's a different perspective than in a movie.
Yeah, definitely. I've never really come across any experiences where we butted heads too much. I mean, you have your ideas, and they do an immense amount of research before, and they come in, and in my experience, they're always very, they always listen very well and just try and mold and shape to what you need and what everyone else might need on set to make everyone give the best performance and do the best that they can.
Mm-hmm. So we've seen you in a few episodes in season two. How are we going to see you a little more often?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in more episodes in the season. So.
Any talk about coming back for season three, or are they going to send you off to school?
Yeah, we're doing season. We're about to start season three. So yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. This was probably shot before COVID, I would think. But what's it like as an actor right now dealing with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very thankful to have had a job while this whole thing has been going on.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, it was just like basically had a year off of work, and I went home with family and spent time with them and spent time with my nieces and my new niece and my new nephew who came into the world this year. So it's been super nice to be able to just kind of take a breath and stay with family and go outside more and just slow down in life.
Well, very cool. Hey, it's been great to talk to you. I think you're doing a great job on the show. There's an honesty to him that comes through. And, you know, there's that one scene where you're with your dad by the pool, and some compassion comes through as well. And that's what your father needed at that time, you know, Gordo needed at the time. So that was a really nice scene that I thought you really did a good job in.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to see more of those. Those are good. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you on the series. And really, I'm sure you'll be in many other things. You've got a bright future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Look for All Mankind on Apple TV+. The series has been renewed for season 5. Welcome to Savings, and that's available at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. With your subscription, you can have an impact to customize your own playlist from over 1,000 episodes for starters. There's even exclusive videos on movies and television you must see, plus exclusive podcast series and episodes. All are commercial-free and uncensored. With Ask Me Anything and The Mix 100, listeners pick their favorites. And that's not all. You get a free 30-day trial period, too, with a special introductory price of only $2.50 a month. If you opt in for the yearly subscription, it comes to $2.08 each month. Look for my Trek Tuesday Star Trek series with interviews from every generation, plus a podcast on the acclaimed series Silo, and a database of interviews since I started podcasting since 2005. And there's my original series, The Science of Mars, as scientists, astronauts, writers, and historians speculate on what it would be like to live on the angry red planet. All this at Sci-Fi Talk Plus, and more to come. Subscribe now for only $2.50 a month. Real easy. Click on the link in the show notes for that enrollment, and you can listen on the device of your choice. But hurry, this offer will expire June 1st. This is Tony Tolotto. Thanks for listening.